Amen. Good to see you, Brother Scotty and Sister Scotty. It's a blessing again to be here. Amen.
Amen.
Blessing to be here again. Amen.
Amen.
Good. All right. I thought I was by myself. Well, as I was saying Sunday night, I really appreciate this church for, I think you've been supporting us for about past 5 years. And I want to show you, we're going to show you some slides of one of the third churches that we started. The last one a couple of years ago we started, and it's every person that you see on there is a person that you've been part of that. And the people that we have there are pictures of people that we have led to the Lord. We don't bring them out of other churches. We don't go and yank them off somewhere else. We win them and we bring them to church and we train them there, because I believe that's what we ought to do. Amen.
Amen.
We don't go rob people from other churches. And it's a blessing to be able to be co-partners, and that's what you're doing. And you've been working not only with us, with my missions, and I'm sure you got many other missionaries, but I want you to know where your money's going. Amen? Because it's important to see where the investment is at. And investment is in souls. And that's why you're doing it right there. It's going up, so that's coming down. And I'm gonna show you first. Motor slow. All right. Okay. Can you bring it down a little bit? Okay. He'll take care of it. This is Colombia. It's the country that has been in so much problems in the past with the drug cartels and the guerrillas and all kinds of government problems. But in the midst of all that, God has given us the privilege to be able to take the gospel there. And of course, I'm being a Colombian. When I went to Colombia, I didn't have to learn the language. I didn't have to learn the culture. I already knew how to speak it. And I just went right in there and started preaching to the people and winning them to the Lord. Amen. That is a great advantage. Okay, I'm located in Cali. Cali is a city about 4 million people. Bogota is the capital. And we are located right next to Venezuela, and of course Brazil here, the Amazon, which is the jungle, and Peru on this side, and Ecuador. So we're just kind of surrounded with these other South American countries. But we're the only country that touches two oceans, which is the Pacific, and of course the Caribbean Ocean, and which is on the north side. And our plans is to be able to and we've been doing it. From Cali on up, we got Armenia, Pereira, and down to the south, we got Popayan and Pasto, where that is our goal, to be able to establish independent Baptist churches there. Amen? So the next pictures I want to see, they're going to be a song. And what the song is telling you, church, is thank you that you gave, that you were able, that you could have used your money for something else, but you were willing to give to missions, and we just want to say thank you for that. Okay, brother?
Step by step we climb.
Okay, that will stop it there, brother, because there'll be some long ones. That'd be good enough. Has anybody got any questions about the country, about Colombia, about the missions that we're doing, what God has allowed us to do? That's really has been a blessing. And every person that you see there, that we have won. We've been working with a lot of young people. That boy that was there sitting down just got saved about a month before, just about a month ago, right before I came. And that boy is just happy, enjoying what God has done in his life. Amen. Amen. Every person that we're witnessing to and that win for God, you're part of that. And I want you to know that, because it's God's put it in your account. Amen? Amen. Anybody got any questions about it? Yes, sir.
Getting any persecution from Chavez?
No, sir. No, only persecution we get is the charismatics. Amen. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Is it multi-Catholicism?
Yes. The Catholics in Colombia now are kind of like, you know, they're not even interested much. They go because mama goes once in a while, but they're not much. They don't do the processions like they used to do, you know, maybe in little towns. But that's the reason why they are so open to the gospel. They're not so closed. Now, there are some areas they are, but they're not so closed, and we're able to reach them for God. And you know, we got this little book here that I use a lot. I use this little book. It's come from the little red book, something like that. I don't know if you've ever seen it. And this is a great gospel books. And God has allowed us this organization to send us thousands of these. And we give them away. And you see just people just, when we pass them out, they don't throw them away like they do here. They grab them, and immediately they're sitting down somewhere, they start reading it, you know. And it's a blessing. It's bad I'm not too much into cameras, because I'd be taking pictures, you know. But people actually read these things. Believe me, if you give these things, they read them. Amen? And I know that America, you know, they throw them away. They throw them in front of you, you know. They throw them on the floor. But it doesn't happen in Colombia. It don't happen. And even by respect, they take it and take it home. And they might just put it on the coffee table, but somebody else is going to read it. Amen? So praise God for that. Anybody else? Don't be afraid. Don't all ask at the same time. We still send coffee to America. Yes, we do.
Amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
It's a pretty stable government.
It's becoming. The gorillas, you know, the gorillas, not the monkeys. It's men with guns. They try to destabilize the country, but it's been okay. It's been good. I'm glad for that. It was a time when I got there in 1995, it was like confusion. It was the drug cartels. Pablo Escobar was sending bombs to Cali, and there, it was just a big power struggle like it is in Mexico now. Mexico's going through what Colombia went through in 95, 96, and 97. I was there. First week we were there, and we're asleep, and all of a sudden, you hear, bah, 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 and open the door. You look the window, and here comes the little guy on the motorcycle just passing by. Just shot this guy at 5 in the morning. Just shot him. What happened? We don't know. And, you know, it was just, it happened over and over. We got used to hearing the guns and the bombs. You know, there's missionaries got snake stories. I got gun stories, amen? I got a lot of them. Guns and bombs. But we went through that, and God was able to pass us through all that, and we were able to win people to God, and we're still here. Amen. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Was the country being primarily Catholic?
Yes.
How difficult is it to
start a church?
It's not.
No. It's virgin territory. As a matter of fact, in Cali, where we're at, you know, I consider myself a Colombian. But since I've got an American passport, I'm an American at the time, and I'm the only American missionary there. And there's very few American missionaries, because they were scared of getting kidnapped. At one time, you Americans cost a lot of money. They would kidnap you, and they would charge a lot. Now they don't think you cost money. They don't do that no more. Economy went down, so they don't. Anybody else? Yes. Sir, I have not seen a Muslim there, thank God. And I think that we'll just drive them out. Right? I mean, can I say that? Can I tell you that the fastest growing religion in America is the Muslim religion? And can I tell you whose fault it is? Our fault. We're letting them. American Christians have went to sleep. And the Muslims have become militant. While the Christians ought to become militant. While we ought to stand up and preach no matter what anybody says.
Amen.
Amen? And I'll preach it over there and I'll preach it here. Same way. Because I don't think that we ought to allow a country that God bless. Amen? It's not, your country wasn't blessed because you're smart. It was blessed because God blessed it. It was God's blessing upon that flag. And listen, I'm a Colombian, but I'm going to tell you something. I respect that flag because God blessed that flag with this people here in America. And God has given you many blessings. And that's the reason why there's missions all over the world, because you given. Amen? Feel proud of that. You can be proud of that time. Be proud to be a Christian and be proud to be an American where the gospel is left all over the world from right here. So you don't have to be embarrassed. You can just say, thank God I'm an American and thank God I'm a Christian. You know who the first people that get there when there is a crisis in the world, when there's an earthquake, you know who they are? Americans. First ones to get there. First ones to bring the water. First ones to bring the clothes. First ones to get everything there. And I guarantee you, every supermarket will have barrels of things, and they get full fast because people here in America, Christian people especially, have a heart to give. Amen. Anybody else? I got a message. Anybody else? I don't care. I like that. Huh? Anybody else have a question? I want to. Yes, ma'am. Has there what now? Flooding? This year? Water? You mean? Yes. Oh, yeah. Last year, this past year, we had a lot of flooding. Ma'am?
In Cali.
Matter of fact, one group that comes from the church, from that area, they live right close to the river, and they had to evacuate all of them. They stayed for like about 5-6 days out because there was flood. Flood the whole, it went inside their house. Can you imagine going water inside your house? But yes, a lot of that had happened. The problem in Colombia has been many times, and I work with many of these people. These are displaced people. And displaced people are the ones that have been sent, the guerrillas have put out of their land. I mean, here's a family with 3, 4, 5 kids, and here's a little house out there in the prairie, and they got 3, 4 cows and horses, and just the little things that they got. And the guerrilla says, you got 24 hours to leave. And they go, okay, well, you don't take nothing. You just take your kids and get out. And so they leave and they wind up in the cities. And they wind up in the areas where they don't know anybody. They don't have no food. They don't have nobody, no job. And they make houses out of sticks, you know, however they can make houses. And I've been in places and it's sad. It's sad. Because we walk in there. And I sat one day in one of the houses. They invited me to come in. I'll come in there, and I opened the Bible, and the whole family, and they invited people. And their little hut house got so full of people in there. And here I am just preaching to them, and they're so excited, and they have just hardly no clothes. Just maybe one shirt, and little kids got little pants, little shorts, and that's it. And some of us got so much. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But I just want you to think, because that is the blessings that you got. Amen. And you know, and the ladies open the closet, packed jam full of clothes, and they put their hands on the hip,
yes,
and say, "I have nothing to wear." Amen. But thank God, God's given you.
Amen.
Don't feel bad that God's given you. Don't feel bad for the blessings. If you got a nice house, thank God for it. If you got a nice car, praise God that you got one. But don't forget that there's a world that is lost without hope and without God. Amen? Anybody else? One more question? I like that. Oh, up here. I didn't see you. I didn't know there was people up there. Yes? Ma'am? Did you see the young man, the black young man with the lady next door? He was one. This young boy was messed up in the drug business, and I don't know how many people I don't even want him to tell me. I don't know, you know, I don't. And God saved this young man, and it's been now 14 years, and he's preaching. As a matter of fact, we got a missions that we started with him up north of Cali. It's another town. We haven't got it yet established as a church, but we got that mission going, and that young man is a preacher, and that's one of them guys. There was a guy that came in a few years back, and of course we leave the doors open, you know, people can walk by and see, and he stayed at the door, and he just stood there, and then he left whenever we finished, and he came back another service, and then he asked somebody, what time did they have you meet? And then somebody told him, and then he came back, and finally he came inside, and he sat down, and at the end of the service, he came forward and got on his knees, and he cried like a baby, big old guy, cried like a baby. And I pulled him inside, and I said, what happened? So he pulled back here, pulled a revolver, and he put it on the table. I thought he was going to kill me. I go, whoa, what are you doing? He goes, puts it on the table, and he says, I'm tired of this. And he goes, okay, what do you want to do? He goes, I don't want this no more. And I said, well, I don't want it either, but what do you want? He said, I'm tired of this. He says, all I do, this is my job. He says, I do this for a living. And so you know what he does, right? So, you know, you get the deal. And God saved that man, and he just got in the church, got to just serving God, and he had to leave because he had too many, there was like, you know, they were going to get him, they were going to kill him, so he had to leave the city. But he's in another town, another city. He's in Bogota, in the capital, and he's serving God. I mean, this guy just got in. Amen? That's why I don't understand when somebody gets saved and they don't come to church. I don't understand it. I mean, when you come, you get saved, there's something inside of you that just pulls you to the house of God. Amen? Amen. Something that pulls you. I don't know what. It's the Spirit of God. I know it is. And it's like a, como dice un imán? Un imán, hermano. Cruz, tell me. Un imán. It's like a magnet. It's like a magnet that brings you to the house of God. Amen? Amen. Well, let me preach because that's what I like. I like preaching. Amen? All right. Praise the Lord. I appreciate this church being a blessing to us. I want you to pray for us. We want to buy a van so we can be able to pick up some other people in another area. And the Lord has allowed us to. There's some churches that has already helped us. And you know, if you know, just pray that God would be able to meet the need for this van, so we can be able to have it and get some other people from other areas that they cannot make it to the church. I wish y'all can give me one of these buses and I can take it. But we can't, they won't let us bring it in. But you pray for that, amen? All right, I want you to turn your Bibles. And I want you to, look, I got the lapel. You know what the lapel says? I'll tell you what it says, you'll like it. It says, 400 years of anniversary of the King James Bible. I bet you don't have one of these, do you? Yeah, I got it, right here. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Okay, the one that behaves the most, I'll give you one of these. I only got one. This is it. You don't go to sleep, I might give you one. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. Just one verse. There's something I like to do, and I just enjoy preaching. Amen? Because God not only saved me, but then he called me to preach. And then he called me to go to Colombia. And then he just says, just go crazy, you know, and preach to everybody. And that's what I've been doing for the past 15 years in Colombia, just preaching. Amen? Street corners, you know, wherever it is, I'm willing to do it. Amen? Could you please stand to the reading of the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 3? And we're going to read just one verse. Chapter 3, verse 17, 2 Corinthians. And it said, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for your blessings. And I pray that every man and woman, everyone at the sound of my voice, Lord, could be able to open their hearts to this message. Thank you for what you're going to do. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Have a seat. Thank you. You know, when I got saved December the 23rd of 1981, something happened to me. Something that I've never experienced in my life. And what happened was that I became a free man. Is this on? Because they told me if I was... Is it on? Okay. Sir, bring it up. All right. It's right there. And I became free. And there's nothing better than being a free person. Just being free. I looked up the word liberty. And the word liberty means the condition of being free from restriction or control. It means the right and power to act, believe, or express oneself in a matter of one's own choosing. It means the condition of being physically and legally free from confinement, servitude, or forced labor. Colombia had last year had its 200 years of freedom from Spain. Colombia was one of the countries that Spain came in and took over and brought in the worst thing that they could have brought, the Catholic religion. And they came in them boats with a Catholic priest, and they put in the Indians the religion forcefully, the religion of the Catholic Church, which it became a curse to the nation. Amen? And I got to looking at last year how Colombia celebrated 200 years of being free from Spain. Now Colombia could be able to write up their own laws and they could be able to vote freely and do whatever they choose to do and change things in their country, whatever they wanted to do, because they were now free. But it wasn't free. It cost them something. You see, there was men that decided that they want to be free. And these men, these Colombians, that they had to fight to be able to get that freedom. That freedom wasn't cheap. It cost something. And it cost many men's lives. There was a lot of bloodshed. There was a battle called the Battle of Boyacá, which is like the Battle of Chickamauga here in Georgia. And in that Battle of Chickamauga, many men died. And that battle in Colombia, men died to be able to be free. And today, they are enjoying the freedom that the men back then fought. Shed their blood. Their blood was, on the ground. They died there. So Colombians could be free. And I got to looking in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you turn it with me. Deuteronomy chapter 6. In verse 4. And it says, Deuteronomy 6:4, it said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee these days shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be frontlets between the eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of the house and on thy gates." That means have the word of God everywhere. Have it in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in the hall, in the front yard, in the backyard. Have the word of God everywhere. Where anybody can come in and see that you're a Christian. Amen. That's what he says. And it says, "And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto the fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give the great and goodly city which thou buildest not. And it goes on down talking about it. And then it says, verse 12, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. See, that's the problem today. People have forgotten. We're living in sealed houses. Sealed houses. Nice air conditioning. We forgot the Lord that gave it to us. Amen. And then it says verse 20. And when thy sons ask thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon his household before our eyes. And verse 23, and he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which is where unto our fathers. I want to say this night, as I told you a little story about Colombia and how Colombians became free, I want to tell you that on December the 23rd of 1981, somebody came by where I was coming out of a mall and gave me a gospel tract, wasn't afraid. That person was redeeming the time, and he gave me that gospel tract and told me that I was a lost sinner and I was on my way to hell, and if I didn't get saved, that's exactly where my destiny was. And at night, I got on my knees and I asked God to save me. I said, Lord Jesus, would you come in my heart and save my soul? And listen, God brought me out. Just like it says here, he brought me out of slavery and he brought me in for freedom. And today I'm free because Jesus Christ sent somebody along the way where I could be born again and saved by the grace of God. Amen. That's what they're doing tonight. They're going to some mall somewhere. And there might be some missionary or preacher that are giving the gospel to them. And maybe in a few years, that one that they want to the Lord today, down wherever they're at, he might be going to the mission field and preaching the gospel, setting somebody free. That's what it is. He brought us out, slavery, and brought us in into liberty. I don't like being a slave. I don't like it. I don't like being behind bars. If you ever been behind bars, you know you don't like it. And you know what? Whenever you get born again by the grace of God, you're free. I got looking at this here, and I hope y'all don't, you forgive me, but I want to show you this. And I cut this out because it was kind of like, it kind of don't make sense. This is a thing called Camel cigarettes. See? And the Camel cigarettes here says bold flavor. This one says bold and moist. And this one says enjoy the evolution. And then this one says unmatched pleasure. And then up here says find your freedom. Now how can you find freedom for something that's got you chained up to? How can you find freedom to something that says as big as warning, this product can cause gum disease and tooth loss? I don't want to lose my teeth. I don't want to have gum disease. I don't want to be a slave to a little bitty piece of cigarette that all will do will just damn your body and send you to hell. Amen. And so I don't want to be, it says, free. And this product can cause gum disease and tooth loss. This other place says here, it says on this, it says, Surgeon General warning, cigarette smoke contains carbon monoxide. That's like turning on your car and putting it in the back, that tailgate, and smoking it. Oh, enjoy the pleasure. No, you ain't enjoying no pleasure. You gotta be free. And I'm glad, listen, I'm glad that day, you ought to be glad that day when somebody told you or you came and heard the gospel by faith, you heard it. You received it, and you turned from your sins. Today, you're a new creature in Christ because something happened that day because you were set free. And I'm glad, listen, brethren, I'm glad that Jesus came, and he brought us out of slavery, and he brought us in to freedom. Amen. He brought us out of the darkness and he brought us into the light. I don't like darkness. I don't like to go at night. You know, don't jump behind me and say, I got you, because you'll have me. Amen. And you know, darkness, I just don't like it. Turn the lights on, man. I like lights. That's what God did in my heart. He turned on the light. And I was no longer living or walking around in darkness and finding out where I could be, where I could touch. I don't have to do that no more, because he touched my eyes and I could see. He turned on the light inside of my soul and I can sing the songs of Zion with no problem anywhere. Just go down the road and just start, just sing. People, they go, is that crazy? I say, yes. I've seen other guys crazier. I mean, they got the windows rolled up and the car breathed. You ever seen a car? Them cars, they breathe. They go boom, 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 boom. You ever seen that? And the guys, you don't even see the guy. He's laying down like this. You don't even see the guy. I'm like, where's the guy at? See, the car's driving by itself. You know, and you turn on the music, you know, I'm going to heaven, hallelujah. And they go like, oh, that guy's crazy. And I said, yeah, I'm crazy. Because the Bible says that, listen, we the Christians, to the world, it's foolishness. You know what? It'll be foolishness all the way till we get heaven. I'm glad, amen, that I got saved on that 23rd day of December of 1981. God got me out of darkness and he brought me out into the light. He brought me out of death and he brought me into life. That's what he gave me. He gave me life. Amen. That's what happens, listen, when a lady has going to have a baby. When that baby doesn't kick, there's something wrong with it. When that baby moves around and she goes, oh, that baby kicked me right here. Oh, he kicked me here. That's because he's alive. And that's what the church ought to do. Just kick. Just come. I mean, come to church and enjoy. Don't come so religious. Come to church and sing and enjoy. Come into the house of God. Oh, yeah, but I mean, here's how it is. You come to church by yourself and you be coming, you come. And your songs, they become stale, you know what I'm saying? What time that preacher going to finish, you know? But you bring somebody with you. And you sit them right there next to you. Yeah. And you know what you do? You bring the book out. Yeah, here, sing. And you sing with them. And then when you sit down, they say, okay, preacher, you better let them have it. They're going to get saved. And you get excited. Amen. And that's what God does, brethren. God makes that church move and march for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. We're free. Oh, I'm glad I'm free. I don't have to worry about being free from this. I'm free from sin. I'm free from the devil. I'm free from the chains that had me. Today, I'm a free man. Yes. I can say it to the whole world. I'm free. Amen. I'm not in jail. I'm not in prison. I'm free. I'm out. And he brought us out from death and he brought us into life. He brought us out from the miry clay and he set my feet upon a rock. Today, he set me upon a rock. And the Bible says he established my goings. God says, sit up there. And he says, now go this way. And when I got up there, and he says, go that way. I started walking that way. That's the best ride I ever got. Oh, it's bumpy. Sometimes there are holes. But they're neat, man. It's wonderful. And sometimes you got to go through rivers. But during the time, I just swim through it. And then sometimes you got to go climb some high mountains. But man, when you get to the top of the mountain, you can say, thank God I made it. God set us free. And I'm glad that I'm set free. And this is what I preach in Columbia. And I'll preach it just like this. And this is why people, listen, God says that God called the foolishness of preaching, save them which believe. And that's what we need to do. It says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach what it does. It makes the heart. It preaches. It says, do something. And it puts a command in your heart. It stirs you up where you can be able to do something about it. Today, listen, today, I'm so glad that God got me out of poverty and brought me into the riches of Christ. He brought me from the law and he brought me to grace. And listen, I was on my way. All my way to a devil's hell.
I'm glad that tonight I'm headed that way, up to heaven.
Amen.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take as many as I can. I'm not going by myself. I'll guarantee you I'm going to take as many people as I'm able to take. And I charge this church to do the same. Because you have done it. You've done it through missions. You've done it through radio and all the other ministries you got. But you also got to do it personally by the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, it sure is good to be free from sin. It's good to be free from the power of sin, the power of the devil. Thank you, Lord, for these folks here that have been without thinking about themselves, they thought about others. And have sent the gospel to a world that needs Christ. A world that is without hope and without God. Thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name.